from the year-old VRE Spotsylvania station to this first double-stack train that just opened the new Virginia Avenue Freight Tunnel in D.C. to the thriving hubs of Union Station and Baltimore's Penn Station. Amtrak, MARC, VRE, and freight trains use some brand new tracks and some aging stone tunnels or bridges. Amtrak has had some other problems familiar to Metro. In April, an Amtrak train plowed into a backhoe near Philadelphia, killing two workers due to a series of communications failures.
This is the second time it's happened, and yes, fatalities are horrible, but we have no transportation system in this country.
Jeffrey Mazzullo was stuck at 30th Street Station.
It's criminal. It's criminal the way public transportation passengers are treated in this country.
Eight people were killed in that other Northeast Corridor incident when a train flew off a curve in Philadelphia last year, when the engineer apparently lost track of where he was and accelerated. Bella Dinzar pushes for expanded positive train control, an automatic system to stop or slow speeding trains, on the National Transportation Safety Board.
According to the FRA's database, the number one cause of rail accidents is human error. And the NTSB has seen countless accidents that have been PTC preventable.
But it wasn't there to stop a New Jersey Transit train from plowing into the Hoboken Terminal in September, and it's not yet in place on the freight-owned tracks used by MARC or VRE. The new deadline is 2020. Amtrak does now have it on the Northeast Corridor. An ambitious new Federal Railroad Administration plan would put more upgrades and fixes in from Union Station to Philadelphia, New York, and Boston.
More options and faster travel times.
D.C. to New York in just over 2 hours instead of the closer to three it takes even on an Acela today. But it would take money and support that may not be there.
To keep moving forward, we need a new vision.
Parts already moving forward include a $20 billion new tunnel into New York City for the first time in a century, in place of the narrow two-track connection where crews now have to knock down icicles by hand. And in Baltimore, a $4 billion replacement for this long 141-year-old tunnel near Penn Station to save you time, improve safety and reliability, and allow for more freight, too. A combined goal shared in Virginia's plans for an extra track nearly all the way from D.C. through Richmond. The Virginia Transportation Secretary, Aubrey Lane, says would mean more trains and fewer delays.
Any improvements done south of Fredericksburg without the ones in Northern Virginia get us nothing.
D.C. is planning new tracks at the Long Bridge over the Potomac that could eventually allow some MARC trains to run through to Virginia or some VRE trains to run through to Maryland. To do that would take more money, too, as would any planned VRE expansion around Manassas. The cash is in short supply for any planned expansions for commuters, given the deep needs across our crumbling capital. Max Smith, WTOP News.